This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. The war in Ukraine has racked the country's southern coast as Russian forces fire cruise missiles at the city of Odessa and bombard a steel mill in the port city of Mariupol, where Ukrainian civilians and fighters had sought safety. Officials announced Saturday that the last women, children, and older adults have been evacuated from the plant, but the fighters remain trapped. Russia hopes to complete its conquest of Mariupol in time for Victory Day celebrations on Monday. However, Ukraine's military has flattened Russian positions on a Black Sea island that has become a symbol of resistance. And Western military analysts say a Ukrainian counteroffensive was advancing around Kharkiv, the country's second largest city. Rescuers in Cuba's capital continue their desperate search for victims of an explosion that killed at least 27 people at one of Havana's most luxurious hotels. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
A natural gas leak at the Hotel Saratoga was the apparent cause of Friday's blast. The 19th century structure in the city's old Havana neighborhood did not have any guests at the time because it was undergoing renovations ahead of a planned Tuesday reopening. Saturday evening, the chief of hospital services at Cuba's Ministry of Health raised the death toll to 27, with 81 injured. The death included four children and a pregnant woman. Representatives of the company that owns the hotel said during a news conference Saturday that 51 workers had been inside the hotel at the time, as well as two people working on renovations. Of those, 11 were killed, 13 remained missing, six were hospitalized. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
More VOA News.